Get in your last idea. Last idea. Get in your last idea.
It's an icy January morning, and more than 60 mentors have gathered at the Phillips Center in Urbana to pick up a tip or two on how to connect with students. Topper Steinman is a Champaign counselor and consultant.
So you got to step out of this zone if our mindset is going to be, we're not here to laugh, we're here to learn. Would you do your work, James? If that's your mindset with your mentee, I'm here to bust in on that sucker. I want to bust in on it. Once in a while, if all you do is play and no math gets done, amen, sister. Because I'm asking you to step out of the mindset, step out the box.
In the past 15 years, school mentoring programs have rapidly expanded across the United States. Research sponsored by the AOL Time Warner Foundation indicates 2.5 million children are in mentoring relationships. But the same study says nationwide, more than 15 million children need mentors, adults willing to enter into a long-term commitment, ideally until a student graduates from high school. That pressing need is causing some school districts to develop programs without solid infrastructure. Jean Rhodes is one of the nation's foremost experts on mentoring. She says too often school districts begin mentoring programs without considering costs.
They might be working on a real shoestring budget where they have a person who answers the phone and screens the volunteers and makes the matches, and that leaves nothing left to deal with basically the crises that inevitably arise in these relationships as they begin to take hold and really become meaningful. The quality is very variable and uneven.
Rhodes says there are studies suggesting it costs roughly $1,000 a year to keep just one mentoring relationship healthy. The best mentoring programs spend the money on recruitment plans, orientation sessions, training, eligibility screening, procedures to match mentors and mentees, as well as ongoing evaluation.
I'm still going to be red, too.
Say what?
I said I'm still going to be red, too.
Yeah, and you're probably going to win, too.
Of course.
Isn't that a ritual?
Yes, I've been practicing all week.
Andrew Sage is playing checkers with his mentee, Ryan Hollingsworth, at the Urbana Middle School. The pair has been together almost a year. Sage meets with Hollingsworth every Thursday for an hour. Often they play games. Sometimes they walk the halls and talk. Occasionally they visit the school library. A few times they've gone bowling together. Sage thinks his visits bring Hollingsworth a ray of hope.
I'm a very caring person, and I love kids, and love to see them happy, and so they have something different. I've seen other family members go through it. My nieces and my nephews go through a lot of turmoil and bad home life and need other people around.
And Hollingsworth says his mentor session is a highlight of his week.
I can't wait to come back Thursday to meet with Andrew. I think he is my big brother.
About 150 children are being mentored in Champaign and Urbana schools, but school officials say they still need hundreds of mentors.
There's really no one answer for how you find mentors and how you recruit.
That's Brenda Kester, mentor coordinator for Champaign and Urbana schools.
You do everything. You do speaking engagements. You talk to businesses to try and recruit them as a group. You talk to individuals. There's even internal recruitment. It's letting staff know about the program and why it's important for them to support letting a student leave for an hour a day. And one of the struggles that Urbana is looking at and Champaign is looking at is funding. And class sizes are increasing. Responsibilities of staff members are increasing. So one of the things that we're going to have to constantly look at as we grow is to make sure that we have staff to support the mentors that we have in place.
Rhodes says evaluating school-based mentoring is still in its infancy. But she says studies from the University of Chicago suggest untapped potential.
Mentoring can be extraordinarily effective, but only if it's done well with, you know, the amount of resources it needs and the proper supervision of the relationships once they've been formed. But I do think that some of the most effective things that mentoring does are not measured through grades.
Some of those intangible benefits include trust and good citizenship, areas Rhodes says could be studied further. Overall, Rhodes says mentoring typically amounts to a series of very small wins that over a long period of time add up to changes that really affect a child. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.